Well, I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are live at the Fitness Center here at the Avon, and we are spotlighting the community. Celebrating Avon is presented by Vandermark Jewelers on WEOL, and we're happy to have the mayor, Brian Jensen. Good morning, Mayor. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Great.
Want a little more sunshine today, but that's coming. So just we're in Ohio, so just
sure.
Give it a day.
It's just the rain that we don't want to have too much of. That seems to be coming out of nowhere. There's like rain every other day or whatever. Mm-hmm. My question, though, why does Avon love chicken? Why is there so many chicken places? So we got I know the Slim Chickens has been there for a while. Now Raising Cane's is here. There's just a lot of chicken places that seem to be coming to the community.
Funny, I was just talking with my wife this morning, and she said, you know, Raising Cane's open. She goes, you want to go to dinner there? I said, yeah. I said, what do you want? She goes, what's on the menu? I said, well, there's chicken, and then they have more chicken. She goes, they have sandwiches or anything? I said, yep, chicken. So, you know, I know that the push is all for healthy lifestyles and everything else, and so chicken seems to be the one that we can all live with and that still tastes good. So, but, you know, across the country, it's like you look anymore, like Raising Cane's, and even you look at all the chicken places, and you're just like, Chick-fil-A. It's like everybody kept saying, bring Chick-fil-A to Avon, and I'm told that Raising Cane's is just as popular in some areas of the country as Chick-fil-A. And so you're going like, we'll take it. You know, next thing you know, we'll have a Chick-fil-A, and then it'll be chicken, and more chicken.
Right.
So.
Well, there's a lot of places that are being built, and it's always a mystery sometimes. What's that building? What is this building here? That sort of becomes the question. Do they call you at City Hall to ask these things?
Constantly. And now we see with even the social media, they make guesses on social media, and then finally someone will call City Hall, and they're like, you know, then they'll come up with the real story or what's happening in different places.
But it's good to see progress. I mean, that's what it's about, on getting businesses that think this community is a place that I want to put an establishment in.
Absolutely. We've been so fortunate through everything that's gone on is to continue to grow, you know, not at a snail's pace, but still at a pace that I think benefits the residents. But it does bring traffic, and that's always a challenge for us. How do we control that? But we're kind of centered between, you know, Avon Lake and North Ridgeville, and so, you know, we have the highway. So a blessing and a curse.
You mentioned traffic, and I saw something about maybe a couple of years down the road, no pun intended, that there will be some work done at 83 in Detroit.
Yes.
What's that about?
We're doing putting some right turn lanes in. We're widening it to put some more lanes in. You know, unfortunately, because of the growth that's happening around us and even 990 being so close, it's like people like being, you know, in Avon. You know, like I said, if you're a resident of Avon Lake, you like the community in terms of its, residential, but you have to go somewhere. So you travel to Avon. North Ridgeville travels to Avon. 90, you get off and travel through Avon. So, you know, that's a positive because, I mean, that's what keeps everything sustainable. Without traffic, it's not sustainable. But it does pose challenges. That's one of those intersections it does. We're hoping, too, is ODOT's working on widening 90 to three lanes. Where it wasn't before, so hopefully that'll encourage people to get on 90 because it makes it that much easier than, you know, traveling down Detroit Road to cut through.
Well, if people want to get a feel of Avon in a simpler time, they can go to the Wilbur Calhoun House, right? Talk about that the city has, and now that's open for tours for people to sort of see some of the early times of Avon.
I think with everything, as everything expands and gets bigger, you always want to try to save what you can. The Wilbur Calhoun House was one that we were able to purchase and save. And so what we want to do is kind of a place where you can take your family to kind of see the simpler times of, you know, upstairs. If you ever go get a chance to go through there, it's one room connects to the other room, connects to the other room. So it's not, you know, you have to have a hallway. Everything has to be private rooms and that. I think it makes us accountable, you know, when we were that young to say it's like you can't sneak into the house because you have to sneak from one room to the next. But it's just kind of neat to see the way it used to be, that simpler time. And there's a big fireplace in the one room that I think that it's what drew me to it. But when we can preserve something that I think meant a lot to Avon, but means a lot to a lot of people, that they can come back and look and then show their kids, their grandkids, and even we hope to get some schools in that to tour that, you know, when they get an opportunity, just to kind of look to see what was that simple time.
Right. Simple but not easy. Hard times, with what they had to do and clear the land to be able to put the homes there, build the homes themselves and work there.
Yeah, it's interesting. When you go down the basement, you see, like, the floors and just, like I said, how how, I don't know if I'd call it archaic, but, you know, we're just so spoiled with everything we have now that, you know, the bathrooms are more modern because, you know, but they're small and tiny, and to think that it's just like none of that was there.
Right. How many kids were there in that house? There was quite, I mean.
I think there was 11 family members total at one time, and that was the people we bought it from. But before that, you know, it's just like they, like you said, they killed their food outside. They brought it in the basement to prepare it, and, you know, then went upstairs and cooked it.
There are some people in Avon that might still be doing that. For mine, and there's chickens still in your community, right? And some livestock of sorts.
Yeah, I was going to ask about cows.
Well, I don't know. There's a whole debate on how much land needs to be to have sort of certain horses and other things like that too. Those are the things you deal with in meetings at some point, right?
Yeah, you know, as you grow, you always have to evolve a little bit. And I think that, you know, everybody moved out to Avon because it was kind of the country, and now as it, you know, has grown, and North Ridgeville has grown the same way, it's just like you have those challenges. You know, we talked, I think, a few years back about roosters because they would wake people up in the morning. It's like, so, you know, everybody wants to try to regulate to some degree. I think some of it you have to let go. But, you know, there's always health concerns with, you know, livestock and what that means, and you know, even fertilizers for our lawn, you know, everybody's afraid of now too, is, you know, we over fertilize our lawns, and it's like that goes into Lake Erie. So how do we preserve some of those things to keep everybody healthy?
You wanted to talk about a little bit of that another new park, the walking area that's been opened up. Talk about that and how that transitioned from what it was to what people see now.
We have one of the new parks is over there at Eagle Point, that's over on the west side. We opened that up. We were able to purchase that from Kurtz Brothers. Used to be an old nursery. Before that, it was all farmland. But there was a big pond that's over there. We always get calls from people they don't know where to fish because in some of your neighborhoods, they don't want you fishing in their retention ponds. So this is a pond where you can go take your family fish. We have stocked it with some fish. We're monitoring it. But just come out there, get away. There's walking trails that connect there to Veterans Park. We also added a doggy park over in Veterans Park over there that people wanted. So a lot of area to walk and get out. And I think COVID has taught us we need to get out. We need, you know, that mental part of everything that's going on, mental illness even, is just get out in the parks and walk. And I think there's a way to clear your mind and relax.
And that new partnership with Lorain County Metro Parks with the park off Riegelsberger there?
Yep, that one also. That one's a great one. That was one where it flooded. Long time ago, and different times with heavy floods, it would flood, and there was a development that was supposed to go in there, and we made a commitment, you know, to not develop that piece of property, and so we worked with the Metro Parks. They put a trail through there. They're going to put a bridge in there next year, but another way to get out, and they've restored back some of the wetlands. So there's a lot of wildlife, birds, and that you wouldn't typically see there that go through there. So, and I just remember too is with Maureen Train. She lived in the neighborhood behind there when it flooded, and she passed away since of cancer, and the commitment that I made with her, and then we talked about in terms of trying to preserve that property so no one has to go through what those families over there in Kensington had to go through.
Well, you always have to have some of that land, even with development, because you need some place for the water to go, as we know, as you're between North Ridgeville and Avon Lake, and it has to be going somewhere, and you got the French Creek coming through there as well. Anything else, Mary, you want to bring up today, or what's on your agenda for today? Where do you go after this?
Oh, I've got a couple other meetings, but I mean, I try to promote, you know, oneness if we can. I think our nation is just so, you know, divided, and it scares me even as a community as small as ours that it's like if we can't find common ground, we're going to be in trouble as a nation, and that'll hurt the city of Avon. But the oneness of that we could all show for one another, kindness, you know, we talk about all the time, but it's like it's got to be real. It's got to start somewhere, and I hope it starts in Avon, and that we continue to love one another and not argue with one another. We get a difference of opinions, but we need to come together to help all of us.
Sounds good. Thanks for those words. We appreciate it this morning. Mayor Brian Jensen joining us from the city of Avon as we continue to celebrate Avon. We've got more on our way, including some folks from the fitness center where we are located this morning.